What everybody say? Welcome to another week of Daf Shavua. Let's lay out the basic yisaitis, of the Limud Biyun for Daf Nun Vav. Daf Nun Vav contains a very interesting sugya, which has Marim Kaimois in other places in Shas, but is rooted here, and that is the Isser of Nichush. The Mishnah in an almost Maimar HaMuzgar tells us that if you're Neider Min HaMita, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. If you are usher in something called a Dargash, Rabbi Meir is Matir and the Chachamim Oyser. The Gemara, understandably enough, would like to know what a dargash is. If you can kindly center this and pick it up and make it bigger, that would be good. Okay, my dargash, says the Gemara. Omar Ula, Arsa de Goda. Arsa de Goda. The Gemara then continues with having several Lashainais. Hadasnan Kshemivarnais. This is a Shailin Hilchais of Velis. In the mitzvah of being mevared the ovel, kolei musim al aretz u'mesiv al adargash. Ovel sits on something called a dargash. Kula shat la yosav oleh hu yoyim yosav oleh. Okay, so the Gemara defines a dargash as something that avelim sit on. Then the Gemara goes further, and the Gemara says, continue down. The Gemara says, this is a, no, I went too far. The Gemara says, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that a dargash, in the Havmin it was, it's a shulchan that you put down to create mazel in the bias. And then the Gemara's maskana is, if you look in the Ran, Arsa de Gada, no, you're going to have you la tzia mita, la mazel ha bias. This is a ancient custom to I don't know, the modern equivalent would be some of the things that people hang on the walls. And the Ran explains Gada Mazel. So it's a Mazel Shulchan. Okay, so the Braisa the Gemara brings is talking about the Nichum Avelim of a Kohen Gadol. Asks the Gemara, how can it be that this is what's the definition? And the Gemara's maskana is that a dargash is arsa de tzila. It's a folding mita. You know, in today's day and age, I guess it would be a folding bed. Type of that we use for children or in sukkahs, but this is a bed that's made out of oyer, out of skin, leather that is foldable. That's the language of the Gemara. So the shaila here is that the Rishonim bring up that if this mita was used for mazel purposes, and as I mentioned, this tracks a sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Chav. And the fact of the usage was that it wasn't used b'chalal for any purposes. The question is, why is it not an iser of nichush? Nichush is an iser which proscribes using things for mazel purposes, like the goyim do. So why is it not usher to put this table there, which you're calling a mazel table? Why is it not usher mitam nichush? This is the basic kasha in the Sanhedrin. If you look in the Rush here, the Rush says arsa degada. Mita Fine. So the Rush says that it was a simon for the Sar of Ashiris. The Sar of Ashiris is Sara de Asirusa, the Sar of Ashiris. Asirusa means wealth. And the guy's name was Nakir. Don't ask me, this is the Sar, the Malach. And this one is kept very clean, says the Rush. And therefore, he only comes to, he's a clean freak, this Sar. He only comes to very clean houses, and therefore we keep this mita clean, made for his use. So the obvious kasha is, why is this not nichush? And the Rishonim in Sanhedrin discussed this. The Rashi in Sanhedrin, in the sugya of Dargash, Rashi says, So Rashi himself says this is nichush. Frekter rush, frekter run. This should be usher mitam kam isur. First is darke ha'emoiri, darke ha'emoiri, and the second problem is that it should be usher mitam nichush. The Rush approaches this with darke ha'emoiri. Let's see the Tosis of Rush in Sanhedrin. There are differences between the two Isurim. Says the Taisis HaRash, Yesh by Mishum Darki Amairi. Vahachal ay nichushu el kiyo the rim nishar de nusin novel shamei, the sire of poverty, his name is Noah Novil, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Shav zaki yesh by mitzah sasei nishar nish sheikh mabayis al sire de teruth nak shamei bu sheikh mabakum natsi b'tzach. The sire of Ashiris only shows up in a hush of a fancy clean place. But the Taisis HaRash starts off his biur by saying that this maneuver is darki ha'emoiri, but it's not nichush. Why? Because somehow we're only trying to be nice to the Tsar of Ashiris. Says the Ran, how could Rashi be right that it was there mshum mazal abayis nichush? How could it be? This is an iser of nichush slash darkei amayri. Omar pirish rashi lamazal bayis v'sham nichush ein pirish nachin chas v'shalom v'zeis b'yisrael levadi osim darkei amayri v'yaser chamor mimenu. What does Ran mean v'yaser chamor mimeni? We'll have to see. So Ran has an alternate pshat. Yesh lefarish. How could we somehow believe that this is an iser deraisa? But it's not nichush. We're not trying to physically invite any malachim here, sarim here, shadim here. It somehow skirts the iser of nichush. It's a good luck charm, which doesn't violate anything. We're not asking it to do something. So here we have an agdara nichush, which is asking something to be done by an action. This is not asking something to be done. This is just a, you know, the mezayis habayis, tia rak shal habayis on the wall, and therefore it's not violative of any darkei amayri and or anything more yaser chamor and love of nichush. So the shaila is, what's the hagdara here? So the Rishonim and Sanhedrin weigh in on this. There is a shita of the Yad Ramah who asks this similar question, and he said, "L'chayre, this should be yasser, because it should be chas v'shalom, v'chuvin l'avoy d'zar, na'igin la'igin v'shalom mitl l'shem ma'la, t'al y'mishtan sh'bay klal." So, Elamiyasan Kamairi, Hanach to Mechavnul Shema Vaida, Lachal is simna ba'alma. So Rabbi Rama makes a chilik between what's usher is when you mechaven for avodah zara, whereas l'simna ba'alma, a little bit could be understood in this Rama that there's no poil yoytze from it. That is okay. The Nuki Yosef, who was later than the Rama, brings Rashi's pshat mishum nichush. But he says that really it has to be Mishum Simen Toiv, because the Sar of Ania, he says, whoever he is, that he doesn't show. And he is Mesakim, the Shita of the Rishonim that was already mentioned previously. But Dvarim, if Talmud of the Ram, but Dvarim, he answers the Kasha on Rashi, because he combines Rashi's Pshat with the Rashi's pshat, that Rashi didn't mean to say that this is chas v'shalom violative of iser nichush chas v'shalom. It's not a nichush; it's just a kavana for mazel, and therefore, that's mutter. And Rashi was not intending to say that this is actually a nichush with an intended desire to have something have a outcome here. Shita Mekabetzes. And the Nedarim discusses this. And he alludes to the fact that what are these sarim that we're talking about here? It says the Shita. Mita asui l'shar de beis l'mazla bayis. Mein yash malaya. That's his gardo. Shalom alavu shalom l'makayim. Mushlucha yishalom l'makayim. The Shita here is an attempt to kasher the sar. The sar is a shluch shel makom. L'chvayda makom oisin bitul l'chvayda. Kach nir l'refarish. The l'refarish was simen toiv bias near a nichush. How could that be? Can't be that we're violative of actual nichush. Or machmar amalei senachshu. V'daya davar kisa shemetak l'ilio kap. There we go. So the Shita brings us a actual model of something that's mutter. I ought to have a kisei shel aliyo. Teretz is, because we do firmly believe that the Malach HaBris does show up at every bris of every Yiddish kind. Hard to believe that LP logic, but we believe that. Therefore, we prepare a kisei shel aliyo. Is anybody going to say that this is nichush? Chas v'shalom. It's a simen l'mazel tov, that aliyo's presence is there in one way or the other. But anything more than that would be violative of Nichush, and therefore that can't be, as the Ran asks on Rashi. This is an Isser of Aishinach. So we now have a problem here, how to for Emfer Shitas Rashi in a way which satisfies everybody. So let's make a sikkum at the moment. Three pshatim in the pshat of what our siddagad is. Rashi learns l'mazel onichush, which is problematical. The Russian neshat shita mekabesetz tells you it's some sort of a simon for the malach of Ashiris, but not violative of anything. And the shita mekabesetz is medamet to a kisa shel yo. The Ran says similarly. So it's only a sim ba'alma for a Simon of Ashiris. If you ask me what that would be, it would be somewhat similar to being Mesiv, which is a Simon of Ashiris. That's the same as Seva on Pesach, Halil Seder is Nichush. It's a Simon of Ashiris. We do Simonim in our lives extensively. It's true that we need to know exactly how to be Magdar, even Simonim, because you need to be careful not to step over the line of Nichush, but the way the Ran explains it, this is not Nichush. Maybe Rashi was mischavim to the Rush, and therefore there's only two pshatim. And Rashi, when he says Nichush is lav dafka, Rashi is not encouraging us to actually chas v'shalom be violative of Nichush. The later Rishonim, the end of the Rishonim, there's a tshuva in Radvaz, and Radvaz was asked this Kasha, how can this possibly be mutter? Let's start here with the Beis Yosef. Beisaisif in Yeridei Simon Kufayin Tes brings the Shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham. We need two Beisaisifs. One is in Kufayin Ches, one is in Kuf Ayin Tes. Before we get to the Radvaz, I'd like to. You know what? No, let's do it in order here. I apologize. Let's go back to the Radvaz and then we'll come. We'll do the two base isifs as a package. The Radvaz was asked this question: how is Arsa the God of Mutter? And let's see how he handles this. Shaita Zayin Radvaz. Adyacha Daiti Adarim Paragonitim and Ayarek, Pirushim Mefarshim, Garza Sui Lamazel. And he brings the story here with the Tsar called Nakir, the rich Tsar. Keep on going to the top. Oh, another Makash of Dikub Shav Shem is about his Zarva Shem and Nechush. Maybe this is Nechush. Except Kilay Nachash Biak. Why he used a Pusik? He could have said Laysa Nachshu, but it's a Melitza. So the Rabbaz tries to set down some Agdarais, and what's Mutter and what's Asr. He brings first the Gemara in Chelek, where the Gemara says, Kol Mashayar Pesisim Shulchan Nikolai Vayda Zara, because you are doing something which seems to be a Sivan for Vayda Zara, and it's not a good thing. And the Gemara gives Terutzim how it's okay and how it's not okay. So he says, "Kiv dike psisim de meisin amishleim is chazik l'shem avodah zara." We're worried that something is going to look like it's avodah zara. Okay, said the Ramban, "What that is v'chinami kivin shemita zu ena and yishen in aleo." It's not actually being used. Similar to that Gemara with the psisim, which I don't have time to go into the details. It's not actually being used. He says, "El lamazlo yesh b'shem es avodah zara." Said the Radvaz Nishtasai, Kishikatamainas Bay Shapper, if you look closely, Tirichal Trutzli Asra Elikemasha Regin Lassis Oide Vadazara, Shi Erkan Shokhan and Michael Mishtam and Malam Kel Shian Lashem Vadazara Nikra God, Nikra Mani. I suspect this is Greek and Persian. The Derech and the Nusach of the Vadazara, this is actual Vadazara. And I'm sure the Christians have something similar, without going to whether they're actual Avodah Zarah or not, would to take a shulchan, fill it up with all this stuff. And that was the mahalach of Avodah Zarah. So if you do that, you fill up a shulchan, a gadi shulchan, and decide that this is what you want to have in your house, anybody walking by will have suspect that this is Avodah Zarah. She's l'kach osru, avay avodah zara. Avloyu regin letzia mitais tzarech avodah zara. So Rabbaz says, you know what Rabbi say? It all depends whether it is an avodah zara mahalich or it's not. If it's avodah zara, it's osru. If it's not, that's no problem. Merzik emitil avodah zara shkam b'den and kach v'tuzan gam b'den. And then he finds the sugi there with the shirayim, the crumbs of the pas. What about Nichush? Says the Radvaz. Well, in a Nichush, please center this. Shein to Nichush alake en simon l'chaze kemazel. Read the Gemara of God, Gediv, Sinekloi. His chazak mazli v'loi tehe ayef mazel. Wake up! Chakka kavano l'chaze kemazel v'loi Nichush. Adkan malach of the Radvaz. Not a violator of Ish. Zok Radvaz, there's a pshat from Reb Lezer Mimetz, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, he says the following. If you scroll down here to the bottom, I don't have the note here. Okay, he brings the source for the Uraim, Reb Lezer Mimetz. Go back. Reb Lezer Mimetz Pirish, just make it a little bigger. Mazla Bayis, main Yesh Menolea. Perfect. Chavad Abba, Amakam Oisim Mita Kanala Farish. Farish is Simitai Bayis Dain, Yog Nichosh. So it's not a, it's not a something which is being used that will be violative, perhaps the Rabbah's stricture against the Avodah Zarah. It's simply for a simon from Mazel, and not only that, it's Lechvayda Makoim, Eisim Mita. And he says the Raya Davar is Kisei Shel Eliyahu, as we saw in the previous Rishayim. Ritva says it's a Segula from Peruvia Rivia. Rama says Kisha Avlad Noilei Matzman Da'achas from Mazli Shein Eliyahu Sum Alma Lazel Shein Vadizara. That's called Arsa Degada. And then he tries to reconcile the Gemara So the Beis Yosef back to the Nail Mishpat in a second. The Beis Yosef brings Rabbeinu Ruchem. Masha Naigim ba'artzis du alar chshulch wasalem mina Michael b'leil amila. Our Mishai says l'mad l'tinik anad risa rabbeitzis shnaigim ba'isser. Shzeh b'chal archim l'gad shulchan to pasuk Nishaya, which is over the Zara. What about our sugya? We see that it's mutter. Pirshim v'farshim shayin nagin latiyam mitul mazal bayis. What's the chiluk? Says the Beis Yosef. So he says in the first wide line. Shulchan is maybe somewhat similar to what the Radbaz says. Shulchan is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Yeshaya was talking to Avodah Zarah. This specific act of filling up a shulchan, leaving a full shulchan without using it, shmecked from Avodah Zarah, and that's usher. An arsa degada, lemazla ba'alma mutter. Beis Yosef in Kufayin Tes, I believe it's Kufayin Ches. And the Ramah in Kufayin Ches. Let's see how the Ramah is magdir it. I think there's another Beis Yosef here before we get to the Ramah. Am I wrong? What's the Maramakam before this one? Oh, this is where we are. Okay. Zakh the Ramah. What we call, this is, I guess, the antecedent of Unzer of Achnacht. Says the Marmon, no, sir. Mr. Ben Yeruchim, Yeshma, Mr. Nichush, Achon Yeshul, Abelarch, Mita, Lamazlo, Yeshma, Tim. So Roma has to weave between these two things. One is Mutter and one is Aser. The Shach says, Machal Makar, not Shach on the right, upper right. Masha Neigen, Lasse Suda, Belilo, Shalomachar, Malanatinek, Shakar, and Bachnacht. There you go. The time of the Shach in the 1640s, 50s, 60s, it was already a Minig Yisrael. Ainis. Why? Because as the Shach says, the Rishonim have been Magder this Isser, limited this Isser, Lasse Mimachal, Shulch, Vonich, Kach, Asam, Shundahavik, Arich, Neger, Shulchan, Al Basuda, Ain Isser. No problem to make a suda. Just don't leave a shulchan, which is mutter. The contemporary achrayim was to sum up here. In the Nail Mishpat, he does a good job of summarizing the dakistic chilek between what's asim shum nichosh and what's mutter. He brings the Ramah, and he says the Ramah, the Makara, this Suda is our Sugya. And he says, the Achrayim weigh in on the Rishayim, says, but Taz, Shulchan Ksivu Kra Behedya, Masha Enkei Mita, Eina Maskwadai Shayyam Risham Nichus. And he goes down to discuss the Achrayim Shasvaris of why this is a mutter. He brings the Ran, which we saw. And he brings other Achrayim, which you can take a look at at your convenience. We'll conclude here with a piece from the It's Dagnios Bas Baklaria Shulteira. Scroll down. Brings all the raid that we had. Freeze. Brings from Sefer Chavos Avod Ma. I'm not sure which Sefer this is. And he asks Akasha, why is this not Usher from the Pasuk in Yeshaya? Why didn't Usher also by the Zara? Keep on going. Brings you the raid of God Gadi. Next page. And he brings the Pirushim, the Rush, the Muki Yosef, the Yad Ramah, all of them that we were already zeicha to see. And I go to the Radbaz, so you can see. I'm just scrolling through this so you can know a signpost to how to use this going forward. Keep on going. Reads through the Radbaz that we saw. One more page. Freeze, and he brings the Rav Palim. The Rav Palim is was written by the Ben Ish Chai, and he says he was responding to a question from the top line. Don't move it. Top line. Mashi Brainu Baghdad Yeshlam Minig Achsha Tel Eishem Mavin Shpur Barzel Techem Bezer Glam Shal Tarnikol Shiva Betzalim. All sorts of minhagim that we don't have, but there were minhagim in Baghdad. He wanted to know if there is this iser nichush, and the Rav Palam gives you a beautiful mahalach in his mahalach of what iser nichush is. At Khan this week, we'll bring insight into the dakastik shaila, what's asim shum nichush and what's not. I will see you all next week. Yashakayach to my chaver for enabling this year. I'll go to work.